This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday going down Friday night, December 12th, Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. At 6 o'clock, the doors open for Brent Smith, Zach Myers of Shinedown fame, the Pretty Reckless taking the stage, along with Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, and Mammoth. All those bands on one stage, one night. Tickets are as low as $55. Yeah. And by the way, that is a fantastic facility up in Everett.
It is.
It's going to be a great night. Hopefully you can make it. All the details are at KISW.com. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Adam, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Team sober.
All right, Adam. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, it's Halloween season. You're going to dress as one. Are you taking Barney, Robin, Jar Jar Binks, or a cardboard chocolate bar?
I'm going to go with Barney.
You're taking Barney.
Barney. All right.
Some people are saying that Barney's into, like, tantric stuff or might have been a gigolo. Or...
Oh, what, like, taught tantric
well,
sex?
Well, some of the texts that came in, it's a bunch of different crap.
I mean, look, you got to split your time. If on the one hand I'm Barney, like, yeah, I also teach tantric sex. It's kind of separate the two.
Yeah, wasn't Barney a gigolo? Actor who played Barney was beat up outside the studio. Guy in the
Why?
Barney suit was a tantric sex therapist. There's all kinds of stuff out there on the text. I know none of this.
I'm glad there's rumors about Barney. I don't know why that makes me happy. All right, here's your question. What country artist was briefly married to Renee Zellweger?
Brad Paisley.
Kenny Chesney.
Oh, you knew that one quick.
Well, because they separated in a weird way.
What do you mean?
I mean, it was only like a month or two, whatever. She's like, I'm not even going to talk about it. I'm out.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay.
There's been some rumors about Chesney.
The rumors I'm thinking of off the top of my head?
Yes. Okay. Maybe he didn't want to consummate as much as she did.
Okay.
I wish I
had that problem.
Yeah. I don't know if they're true. I don't
just
know.
Just not with her.
Yeah. People just say that. And his country music's a little more
poppy.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
Well, he lives on an island in the Caribbean.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
Oh, I would too, man.
But his concerts, the talent.
So you've been to Kenny Chesney as well?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I think he was the first one where you told me, like, bro, don't go to the show, just tailgate.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, I remember
the first
you talking
time I went, I didn't go to the show. I've tailgated two of his concerts and went to one.
Yeah. You said
the
it was
third
worth
one.
It.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, your question, in what winter sport are the terms stale fish and mule kick used?
Curling.
That's a great guess.
Snowboarding.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know what the stale fish or the mule kick is. All right, I have a multiple choice question for you. The TV show Young Americans. Young Americans was a spinoff of what other teen drama? Was it Dawson's Creek, Party of Five, or Beverly Hills 90210?
I've heard of is Beverly Hills 90210, so we'll go with that.
I'll say Dawson's Creek.
It is Dawson's Creek.
Mm.
Did Beverly Hills 90210 have a spinoff? I guess Melrose Place was.
Kind of, but I mean...
No, Melrose Place was a different show that was on after.
But it was not a spinoff.
No.
Okay. Did Party 5 have a spinoff? Like, Party 6, because one chick got pregnant.
Yeah, but that show's kind of like Love Boat and Fantasy Island. You kind of think of them as one entity.
I do not, sir. That night, yes. No. Fantasy Island. I sat through Love Boat to get to Fantasy Island. Like, Love Boat was fine.
It's the same guest.
But it was the same guest. But look, on Love Boat, if Charo shows up on Love Boat, which she did often, she found love and shook her boobs, and that was cool.
Yes.
When she got to Fantasy Island, like, she got a leg bitten off by a dinosaur.
Oh, Mr. Lork. Here comes Charo. She has no idea what is going to happen to her boobs.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I know they paid good money to be here, but I'm going to put them on death's door. Welcome to Fantasy Island. All right, your question. Who is considered the, quote, father of mass production, other than Nick Cannon? Father of mass production.
Laker guy. Julius Erving.
I'll say Henry Ford.
Henry Ford. Yes, indeed. All right, your question. What is the primary type of alcohol in a Mai Tai cocktail?
Vodka?
Is it rum?
Rum. You just got to think a summer good time drink, it's going to be rum. I've never had a Mai Tai in my life.
They're super good. There's a lot of juice, a lot of sugary stuff.
What's the juice? Is it pineapple?
Well, isn't it red? So there might be pineapple and something else.
Cherry, maybe.
Or cranberry. Well, a lot of drinks have cranberry.
That makes sense. All right, your question. What metal is the essential ingredient in a dental filling? Used to be. Not so much now. It seems like a very, very bad thing to put in your mouth.
Silver?
Mercury.
Oh, yeah, that used to be the thing. And even as a kid, it was
weird.
I used
to play with it all day at my desk.
Because the dentist, you know, they say, hey, man, you need to get a filling. Fine. I knew it was mercury. And they kind of explained the process. And then you'd ask the dentist point blank, because as a child, you're told stuff. And I'm like, isn't like mercury toxic? And they're like, well... I mean, it can be, as they're filling your tooth, like, cool.
Well, it had to have, like, a hardening agent in it as well.
Yeah, there was something around it, but I'm like, you're telling me it's toxic, but you're putting it in my mouth. All right. All right, your question. What three countries are often referred to as Great Britain?
England, Scotland, and Ireland.
England, Northern. Scotland, and Wales.
Oh, is Northern Ireland not in there?
No.
They're not part of Britain?
The capital is Belfast. Yeah, it's not part of Great Britain.
Huh.
Question 7.
Double check.
I will.
I will.
Don't okay. You worry.
Well, I feel like I'm at home now.
I got to have my back set. It's a rough one today.
All right, let's see. Great Britain.
It says it's a UK continent country?
I don't know what that is. Not United Kingdom, Great Britain.
Oh, right. All right. That's so maybe it's part of the That's United the Kingdom.
Because United Kingdom and Great Britain are two different things. A little bit. All right, your question. Who played Mr. Brown in the movie Reservoir Dogs?
Brad Pitt.
Quentin Tarantino.
You're exactly right. Northern Ireland's not part of Great Britain, but it is part of the United Kingdom.
Right.
Ah, damn Brits. So Is the Union Jack for Britain or for the UK?
I believe that the Union Jack is for Great Britain because it is at least three of the flags kind of combined.
All right.
That is what I think. Because Ireland is what, green, white, and orange or something like that?
Yeah.
Right, because is it the Welsh flag or the Scottish flag? It's just plain white with a red cross, right?
That's the English flag.
That's the English flag.
Correct.
Scottish is blue with a white
Okay.
accent.
And then Wales. All right, your question. Multiple choice. What is the tallest type of horse? Arabian, Appaloosa, Shire, or Clydesdale? the tallest type of horse? Arabian, Appaloosa, Shire, or Clydesdale?
Arabian.
Shire.
Did you actually know that?
No.
Oh, you said it with confidence. I'm like, damn.
I know Clydesdales are big. That doesn't
mean they're
tall.
But they're not tall, right.
And then to answer your question, Ted, it looks like the Union Jack is used for both Great Britain and the UK.
Oh, really?
Come on, fellas, make a decision.
It's too much. It's too much for us to keep track.
Adam, right. Question nine.
Question number nine.
Come on, Adam.
Which Disney theme park is the experimental prototype community of tomorrow?
Epcot Center.
You got it.
Boom.
God, is that boring.
Blam.
That is so boring.
It was supposed to be an actual town. Yes, he bought that plot of land. He was going to build a town. And believe it or not, the plans were drawn up. They were moving ahead with it. But then Walt Disney himself died. And honestly, without him, the people were like, dude, his vision made everything possible. All right. So when he died, they're like, we can't follow through on this. And they kind of threw it to the corporate gods from that point on. Hmm. But yeah, it was actually a planned community. Yeah,
Miles is right. The ride inside of the Epcot ball sucks. But if you're down there in the summer, it is dark in there and it is air conditioned.
Boom.
Okay.
Count me.
That's why I do Small World.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, mi amigo.
Hola.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober today.
What are you doing, Matt?
Just a little weed.
All right, good for you. Matt, our men's room poll, you're going to dress up. Are you going to be Barney, Robin as in Batman and Robin, Jar Jar Binks, or a cardboard chocolate bar?
I'll go with the cardboard chocolate bar.
Just like our own Smith, finally.
I dig it, man. All right. Here is your question. Who is the top-selling deceased author? Is it Mark Twain, Ernest Hemingway, Agatha Christie, or Dr. Seuss?
Let's go with Dr. Seuss.
One and done.
Gotta be the top.
One and done.
Yeah, because you buy the books for your kids, you buy multiple books for the kids.
There's a new one coming out, they found.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He was something about all 50 states. All right, hey, before we let you go, man, because you're one and done, our first of the day, we got a 50-50 question for you. Let's see. The average weight for an American woman who's 20 years old or older, is it more or less than 165 pounds?
Less.
It is more, my friend. The average American woman, 20 years old or older, weighs, on average, 170.8 pounds. The average man, 20 years old or older, 199.8 pounds.
Maybe Lenny Kravitz needs to change those lyrics a little bit.
Huh? Yeah. Well, dummy. People just American stop lying.
Stay away from cheese.
I think they're taking this from actual medical.
Oh.
Right. Because, look, man, like I said, if I'm working the door somewhere just to be a douchebag, you know, hey, let me check your IDs. Ma'am, this is the fake ID. No, that's me. Yeah, but it says you weigh 130. You don't. This is fake.
I guess from my point of view, I dated one girl that was honest about it, and it kind of shocked me, and she was like, yeah, just every other girl you've dated has been lying.
Yeah, they're lying to you. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Oh, look, that makes more sense.
If you really want to... If you want to humble yourself, whoever you might be, go on a helicopter ride. Because the way they do that, man, weight is real specific.
Or a Cessna.
And they will, right. And they, but they weigh your ass and they do it in front of everybody. And I wasn't sweating to somebody. This is in Hawaii, right? So we're going to do this helicopter. Just me and the wife. Hey, we got to weigh you. I'm like, cool. I thought we're going to a separate room. There's a scale next to basically the check-in desk. And it has that big round.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you can watch people's weight, but then the lady behind the counter, and I'll step on there, she's like, 195! I'm like, oh, okay. No big deal. Whatever. So as we're waiting to get on there, this, like, Samoan family rolls in, and they're just big by nature, right?
Yeah.
So this kid, who weighs maybe 11 years old, he was already, like, a buck 70, right? And I mean, the kid, he had no neck. The stockiest kid in the world. Guy gets on, just under three bills, but I remember his wife shuffled up there, man. And I mean, like, 278! It's like, ooh. But there's this old, scrawny bag of bones woman sitting next to us. She's also waiting. She hadn't said anything to us the whole time we're there. And she just leaned over and in a quiet old woman voice says, I hope I'm not on the helicopter with them. I was like, oh, damn, man. She wasn't. She ended up on our helicopter.
Damn.
Like, wow. Zap. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo.
Boo. Boo.
Andrew, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Andrew, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. Who are you dressing up as? Barney, Robin, Jar Jar Binks, or a cardboard chocolate bar?
Cardboard Snickers.
Here we go. Ted, you're getting hot.
Snickers.
I wish I had a picture. People would not want to be dressed like this.
I think they believe they could do a better job.
Well, sure.
Even without seeing the picture, the way you have painted this, like, I think it's going to be better than yours. I still think your sister's is the best. She had the M on her chest, and they thought she was the Maryland Terrapin.
Yeah, it was a red circle. Then we put a white M on it for an M&M. She had one on her back, but for the front, they were like, oh, you're the Maryland Terrapin? Turtle?
Well, speaking of candy, I just want to say one thing. I hope Whoppers is the number one disgusting candy on the list.
Oh, come on.
I don't like them either.
I support you 100%. They suck.
No, they don't.
They really do.
Man, I guess I'm an island on that one.
They're not the worst, but they're not good.
I love them.
Really?
Yes.
Mm. Do you like malted stuff in general?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't.
You'll never like Whoppers.
They look so good.
They do.
They melt in your mouth, those balls do.
They kind of do, and then you're stuck with the malt.
Ugh. Oh.
Would you like to try my malty balls?
The only malt I like is like malt beverages, malt liquor.
That's healthy. I like that. I don't like malt unless it's with liquor.
Good old 211.
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind, a lot
Do you have a 211 instead of Whoppers? Cool, thank you.
A lot of the hard seltzers and stuff you drink are technically a malted
beverage.
Yeah.
Why do malted beverages not taste like malt? Do you know what I mean? Like you get a malt liquor or a malted beverage. It doesn't taste malty.
You can taste
at all.
A little bit in the foam, I think.
Maybe, but then a Whopper, you're like, there's zero doubt that this is a malted candy. It's just weird to me.
Yeah.
All right, your question. What type of instrument is a glockenspiel? Is it a brass, woodwind, percussion, or string? The glockenspiel.
Let's go with string.
I'll say woodwind.
It is percussion.
Oh.
Yeah.
It looks like a little weird xylophone.
I'm certain it's German.
It is definitely German. I think it means something like hammering bells or bell hammer or something like that. It
sounds like a German way for a gun.
I would pull out my glockenspiel.
Yeah.
Sir, that's an instrument. Never mind.
It's a glock.
So many things I could have just said there.
Glock.
All right, your question. What was the name of Henry Ford's only son? Now, as a clue, it's the same name as a model of car that Ford produced from 1958 to 1960. So he named a model
only
of car.
Only 2 years.
Yep, only did it for 2 years.
Hmm.
Oh, I do not know.
Is it a common name like the Ford Timmy or something like that?
Nope. Have you heard of the Ford Edsel?
Oh, Edsel?
His son's name.
Wow, that's
was Edsel. I knew nothing about the Edsel, but the whole time I'm growing up, my father would laugh about the Ford. He said it was
It was one of the biggest failures in automotive history. And that's the Yugo.
That's what my dad, I believe, I remember this right.
I don't know why.
My father, the first date he took my mother on, he had to borrow his roommate's car. I'm pretty sure it was a Ford Edsel. He said it was green on the outside, but the roommate he borrowed it from spray painted the interior, including where you sit, red.
Oh.
So by the end of the date, you know, my mom has like this pink patch on her ass and all this. How they got a second date, I don't know. But that was, the Edsel. Named it after his son.
Hmm.
All right, your question. Who was the primary author of the Declaration of Independence? He's also the third president of the United States. And I believe he came up with the quote, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Oh, jeez.
Franklin?
So Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Jefferson. Yeah.
Mm. Hey, princess.
I'm going to use that at a party.
You have to. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those little known quotes.
I like my women like I like my coffee.
Want to see my Monticello?
Black and strong.
Black, strong, and hot.
TJ in the house.
All right, your question. Which playing card is known as the devil's bedpost?
Ace of spades?
Joker?
Four of clubs.
Why?
Just think about what you see.
Oh.
It's the bedpost. You would think it'd be spades, not clubs, but...
Okay.
Yeah, devil's bedpost.
Andrew, question five.
Question number five. What is the capital of the state of New York?
God. I'm drawing a blank. Jesus.
It is not New York City.
It's technically considered upstate, but everything north of New York is.
If you're not in New York City, they call it upstate, which is ridiculous. You would never want to go there unless you had official business with the state of New York.
Well, Saratoga Springs is lovely. It's close.
It's close.
But is super upstate.
Yeah.
It is. It's an asshole. Any guesses?
I do not have any, no.
Albany. Albany, New York.
Albany.
Albany.
Question six.
Paying attention in school.
Question number six. Who is known, and you probably learned this in school, who is known as the king of reggae?
Bob Marley?
Bob Marley is correct.
Every time I hear reggae, I laugh because my uncle is named Ray, and he came out as gay. But if you know my family in Houston, when they talk about it, but every time, like, well, reggae. It's like we're not talking music.
The father, they said the father of
King.
King. King.
The king of rap. Not the father.
I guess
king,
you're right. I was thinking father.
Well, Jimmy Cliff was technically probably the first most popular.
So he might be the
nearly as big as Bob Marley. Yeah.
Hence what the king of pop was, what's his face?
Michael Jackson.
Right. Mm-hmm. Not the first pop star. Not father.
Grandfather probably Burning Spear. Somebody like that.
Who's a guy like? Eka Mouse.
Yeah.
Not a great guy, but a
Or Buju Ben.
Oh,
more of Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Head chef coming up, 10 speed of potatoes, has the worst Halloween candies. I believe we're doing a blind taste test.
Oh, cool. Yeah. None of the worst. All right.
Well, some of the worst, yes, for sure.
They're at least contested as being one that they're not universally loved. Mm-hmm. Snickers bars, universally loved.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the Three Musketeers, you know.
You didn't get anything good.
No. No, I did not.
Look at the disgust on our face if you watch the show there on YouTube, KISW Rock. It's coming up at 4:30.
Yeah.
In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Jeff, what are you doing over there?
I'm actually driving home. I'm going to pull over here in a second.
You're doing what now?
I'm driving home.
You're driving home and you're not sober.
Goodbye, Jeff.
Jeff, we got to let you go, buddy.
Yeah.
No, I thought he's... Good news, he was pulling over to talk on the phone, though.
But he's still driving the vehicle.
I don't care.
I'm not, yeah. I want nothing to do with that. Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo. Boo.
Sean, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Okay, Sean. You're able to drive. Men's room poll, dresses one. Barney, Rob, and Jar Jar Binks are a cardboard chocolate bar.
Cardboard chocolate bar, the same one I picked on X.
Okay.
You know what, Jack? I mean, Dad, I'm picking the chocolate bar out of this as well.
Well, chocolate bar is winning options right now.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I guess.
You had no idea that you inspired.
Yeah,
a whole group
I guess if you're an adult, like, I'd wear it now, but just.
Your memories are not.
No. One of the, you know. Whatever grade it was, fifth or sixth grade, people were just like, what is that?
Oh, had to be a long day, brother.
Yeah.
All right, Sean. Question number one for you. What state is nicknamed the Mountain State?
They have a mountain mama.
Colorado.
See, that makes sense. But now it's Miles' home state of West Virginia. Hence the mountain mama.
Yeah.
You can't farm there because the mountains are so severe.
Did they ever have, like, you know, I know there's like Miss West Virginia, but did they ever have like a Miss Mountain Mama?
No.
Like, you should be the mountain mama.
I didn't know Miss Teen West Virginia.
You told me about her, man. Yes. So, yeah.
That's one that right there still in the bank.
Did you hooked up with that?
Maybe so.
Damn.
When you were in high school?
No, I was in college. She was a former Team West Virginia.
Trying to help.
Oh, no, I mean, nobody wants you to crowd the other crowd.
I wasn't.
Not at all.
Well, I might
have. Why do you ask?
I might have been 18 or 19, but so was she.
Yeah.
You know.
How did you pull that off?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know.
Just once or more than once?
A handful of times.
Nice.
I thought maybe that was going to be something I could hold on to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Nah, but turns out she had a boyfriend back home that I called about.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Okay. That's college.
Yeah. That Miss really Teen, West Virginia.
That is college.
Putting out. All right.
She was into punters.
Your question. Who was the first Marvel comic book character? As a hint, he is currently a member of the Fantastic Four.
That is one thing I've never been into, man. Never was into as a kid. Haven't been into it as an adult, but I'll take a wild guess and say the rock guy, the stone dude.
The Thing.
The Thing. I'm going to just take a wild stab and say it's Mr. Fantastic.
Is it Flash?
Human Torch.
It is the Human Torch.
So who is it? It's Thing, the Human Torch.
Mr. Fantastic.
And?
Miss Invisible or something?
The Invisible Girl.
Invisible Girl.
Is that the least popular of the superhero groups?
I don't know
groups?
If it's
is the Avengers least popular? More popular?
Of the Avengers is way more popular.
Okay, right. But, of the popular Marvel
Here's
superheroes,
my thing.
I would
We are forming the Fantastic Four, right? Miles, suddenly, you're Mr. Fantastic. Like, all right, not a bad name. Ted, no offense, suddenly, you're the Invisible Girl.
Right? Is that Benedict Cumberbatch? Is that who plays that guy?
He's Doctor Strange.
Oh, who plays...
You're a Human Torch, and The Thing?
The Thing.
Even call me Rocky or something like that, just The Thing.
Aren't The Thing and the Groot basically just the same thing?
No, The Thing can actually speak.
Oh.
Well, so can Groot. It's all about inflection.
Okay.
It's all about inflection, Mike.
Miles, you're thinking Pedro Pascal.
Okay.
You telling me The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. He's also Mr. Fantastic.
I'll be damned.
The Viper.
The Viper.
Oh, yeah. He did not end well as the Viper.
Who the hell was the Viper?
Game of Thrones.
The Viper. Oh, yeah. You the thought Viper. It was going to end well for him.
It didn't.
Turns out brother has some hand strength. You just need to see the scene. You go, oh.
He's the new poster child for like Excedrin. When the headache's so bad, it feels like your head's being crushed by a mountain. Take Excedrin.
All right. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. It's bad.
All right. Your question. What river is dammed by the Hoover Dam? Damn you.
Damn you, river.
That would be what I said earlier, the Colorado.
Boom.
Yeah.
Colorado. That's pretty close to Vegas, right? Did you go to see that or did someone know?
It's close. I have not seen the Hoover Dam. I'd actually like to. And it's close enough they offer like the helicopter tour or something like that.
Okay.
Grand Canyon, Hoover Dam.
What is the big one we have over in Central/Eastern?
The Cooley Dam?
The Cooley Dam.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Driving through that. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
That's where they saw the kids from Cooley Highway where it lives.
Yeah. I know. Every time I hear it, I kind of.
It's hard.
I know. Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
Dwayne, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sorry.
Not beers. Sober.
What's that now?
Two beers.
Two beer, Dwayne. All right, Dwayne.
Yeah.
That's what I always say. Okay, Dwayne. Address is one. Right. Barney, Robin, Jar Jar Binks, or Cardboard Chocolate Bar. What do you want to be?
How about Jar Jar Binks kissing my butt?
Jar Jar Binks.
Kissing my ass.
See, Mike, that character
worthless character.
I'm right there with you. Mike defends him. I
worthless
don't understand.
Is the right
hold on, yes, hold on, it is.
He might have been annoying, but the Ewoks were worthless.
No, man, they stepped up and did
they
some stuff.
They stepped up.
They took out Stormtrooper. Don't say Jar Jar Binks guys did. They didn't. They didn't.
Jar Jar Binks was also useless. The Gungans did help out in the droid battle.
They didn't.
They did.
They did for a second. And
they
the reason they ended up
so did the Ewoks. The Ewoks helped them for a second.
Brother, they tripped those big things. They smashed into pieces. They beat the piss out of some stormtroopers.
Yeah, and then that gun started blowing the hell out of them.
Jar Jar Binks' guys, someone else did something somewhere, and the thing you're fighting stopped fighting. If you said you want to fight Mike Tyson, I say no. They say, but he will not throw a punch. Sure.
They held him off.
All right.
They held off for the people of Naboo for a second there.
The people of Naboo.
They did what they could.
Naboo.
Hey.
What's up, Naboo?
I'm just reading he's supposed to be funny. And you guys are all like, oh, we hate him.
No, listen.
Funny.
He is supposed to be funny, but he's not. You ever seen a comedian that sucked?
Okay, like, you were also 100 when he came out. It wasn't for you anymore, man.
Jar Jar was meant for comic relief and appeal to kids.
So did the Ewoks.
Didn't work.
It didn't.
None of you guys are kids.
I was.
I'm a kid at heart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know what
he says about old Laffy Taffy.
Laffy
there.
Taffy
Get
says,
yeah.
And don't like fun.
Every time I see you ripping a dart, I think, that's a kid at heart. He's just out here having fun.
That's a kid at heart. He's just a sound bad kid over here.
Kid at heart.
You are, what country is it they call them really bad kids?
Oh, yeah, Germany.
Ted, I am
China or whatever? Is it a Sour Patch?
Yeah,
I don't know,
Germany.
France.
I thought it was Germany.
Or some way. Is it Germany?
Very bad kids.
Yeah, very bad kids.
Very bad kids.
Ted, I love Star Wars. I'm telling you right now, The Mandalorian, in my mind, as a TV show, is better than any Star Wars movie.
I think you would.
Put it
like,
I actually think you would.
I bet I would, but it's purely out of spite now.
That one you'd like. I wouldn't ask you to watch the movies, but like you would actually enjoy that show.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of talk. There's action and threats.
That's right.
He's got his I'm still not going to do it tone in there, right?
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah. It's pure spite, Star Wars nerds.
Ted's not a kid at all.
That's right.
Not like me choking down cigarettes.
The world has turned me.
He doesn't have Disney Plus.
No. All right, here's your question.
Kid at heart.
From the television show Star Trek, what is James T. Kirk's middle name?
Theodore.
That's what I was going to guess.
Tiberius.
Hold on.
You said Theodore.
Tony.
Tiberius.
Tiberius?
It is Tiberius.
James Tiberius.
Yeah. Tiberius?
Yeah.
Tiberius.
No
Tiberius.
Way.
Yes. That is not set. No, that was.
I think it was like a Greek somebody that did something.
It was his granddaddy.
That was his father.
Yeah. It was his dad's dad, Tiberius.
His actual name was Tiberius.
Yeah.
Tiberius Kirk. tell me that he did not go to the University of Florida and is now playing wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers.
I would say his complexion doesn't say James Tiberius.
Hello, I'm Tiberius Kirk.
And then Mike throws in, it's his name after his granddaddy. Like, all right. I'm like, we're just pouring it on now.
Playing linebacker, Tiberius Kirk. There he is.
It does sound like Key and Peele a little bit.
Kid's got a hell of an upside.
He can dunk. Not a kicker.
All right, your question. What are the two rival gangs in the musical West Side Story?
Crips and the Bloods.
Man.
One of them.
Go ahead.
All right, one of.
What? I have a very good hint. One of them is a real football team. One of them was a fictional football team.
But both of them can be hockey teams.
And a hockey team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the question.
Skins? What's that?
Jets. Is it one of the skins or the
shirts and skins?
My mom made me watch that when I was a kid. I don't remember.
And obviously it stuck.
Sharks and the Jets.
Yeah, the Sharks and the Jets.
Once you're a Jet, you're a Jet all the way. My dad loved that show.
Really?
I told you, everybody in my family, all the dudes are really into like musicals and crap. But that one I liked because there was like dance fights.
So are the Sharks malleable then? Because if you're a Jet, once you're a Jet, you're a Jet all the way. But the Sharks, man, you can
in and out.
They're in and out.
All right.
Yeah, there's no loyalty.
Yeah,
something to do. Put it on your resume.
Well, I think even if you're in a club or a gang, like you look at other gangs, you go, they're not real.
Phony ass shark.
Right.
All right, your question. What was the name of the airplane that Charles Lindbergh used to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean?
That would be the Spirit of St. Louis.
That is correct. And you know what that plane did when it landed? It asked the other planes where it went to high school.
Ted, does St. Louis actually have Spirit?
Oh.
I've never been.
They have a lot of Spirit.
Okay.
For
their high schools. But what else?
No, I'm just telling you, of the three St. Louis people I know, we used to work with one of them.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Even her, like the other two, like Brett, look, I love Brett. Brett doesn't mind me saying this. Brett could be a little rowdy.
Yeah.
Then I had another friend. He hung out with a girl. So if you got those two of them together, they were like hyenas. They just start going crazy. And then Leslie that we used to work with, I had Brett backstage at one of the Pain in the Grass, and they, same thing. It just got loud.
Really?
St. Louis people, to their credit, they love being from St. Louis.
Okay,
they're proud.
Okay. Oh yeah, for sure.
They move out here.
I know.
Yeah, they're so proud.
They move, but I can't tell you. Proud.
It sucks.
I met a girl in Austin. My buddy's girlfriend was like, "Hey," her wife was like, "Hey, man, you're gonna like her." She was from St. Louis. So what high school did you go to? She was like, "Oh, how do you know that?" And then she started telling jail stories.
Oh, damn.
It was.
Okay. But she's proud of them.
Big Dummy 206-803.
At one point, I told her, I said, "I like the cut of your jib."
Texas Ted came back out.
Yikes. He wasn't texting.
Look out.
Old Tex.
Tex Ted.
Give me 10 minutes. I'll be the spirit in that St. Louis.
Yeah.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Pinky.
Hola.
Tony, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tony, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. It's Halloween. You're going to dress as one. You're taking Barney, Robin, Jar Jar Binks, or a cardboard chocolate bar.
I think Robin's the least doofusy of the group.
What?
That's right, saying then. Something.
Okay. Yeah. I guess he is. That's weird.
I don't want to hang out with all these doofuses.
Jar Jar Binks, Christ almighty. Come on, man.
Why am I in the same lineup? There's a candy bar over here.
I think the candy bar is his next best bet.
He looks like a recycling pile.
Meanwhile, Barney's just staring at him from the corner. I love you. And your briefs.
Holy tantric sex, Batman.
He was a gigolo. I don't know, I was into that. All right, Tony, here's your question. What is the most common blood type? And do not say red. red?
I would say human, but I know that's not right, so AB positive.
AB positive. So close. O positive.
Oh.
And it's UB positive.
IB positive.
Okay. I'm sorry. You know your blood type? Yeah, IB positive.
Yeah. Nice. I like that.
And that's when the doctors are cool. Like, you know, we're going to test it again.
What if I be negative?
I be negative. No, you be negative.
You be 40.
Sir, your blood work's not great, but it's IV positive.
Yeah.
You'd say positive, but we really got to cut down on some stuff.
Right. A lot of stuff.
Right.
That's the only reason why I know my blood type.
Why is that?
I am B positive.
Are you B? Oh, really?
B positive.
Well, you are a pretty positive person.
I believe.
I'm O negative, and that works.
O negative.
I don't even think they gave me my blood type. They were just commenting on my disposition.
Oh.
All right.
While he's a kid at heart, he is negative.
A very negative kid at heart. All right, Tony, your question. What do the letters TNT stand for?
Dynamite.
Yes, exactly.
What was that?
He said CMT.
TNT. TNT, like the AC/DC song.
It's a chemical equation. Tetra. I don't know.
Nitrate, maybe?
Trinitrotoluene.
Never would have got that in a million years.
That's what they say. TNT. Because you know the guy said it 15 times. Wait, say that again. It's called TNT.
We got four sticks of trinitrotoluene.
Well, I don't know what that is.
You know, the blowy up stuff.
That's like dynamite, but it's not. And no one I've met actually knows the difference.
Is chocolate spelled wrong on your sheet mouth?
No.
Why are you getting corrected?
You're getting corrected.
Somebody C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-E. Isn't that chocolate?
C-O. Damn it.
What?
I wish I could see your Hershey bar.
Did you go chocolate?
Yeah.
It's not chocolate.
I love
you did spell it wrong on your costume.
Chocolate. The Hershey chocolate bar.
I mean, that answers the question. We don't need a picture.
No, you're probably right. I probably did spell it
that's
wrong.
That's why they were looking at your costume.
But I know how you did it because you spelled it out. You went chocolate.
And a teacher can't call you out because they're responsible for that.
I didn't teach them.
I failed.
There was one that your East Coast showed, Ted, that there was I forget what all the pill was, but the word was laundry, and you spelled it L-A-R-N-D-R-Y.
That's Maryland. Laundry.
Yeah, laundry.
But, brother, if you go to Maryland, that is how it's pronounced.
Well, sometimes people on social media think they're so... It's like, look, I didn't know. It's like, now you're getting me. Being positive,
everybody. All right, Tony, your question. The Houston Comets won the first ever championship. Man, my handwriting went a little south there. I'm like, what? The Houston Comets won the first ever championship title in what league?
Not a clue.
WNBA?
WNBA. That's right.
I was thinking ABA.
My handwriting went a little.
Was it the wrong vowel?
Yeah. It's like, let me stop myself before I say that out loud.
Question four.
Did you see Adam Sandler was hooping with the Storm and Jamal Crawford in town the other night?
No.
Really?
Nice. Yeah.
Bam. All right, your question. In the Old Testament, who wore their hair in seven braids? Just think about someone whose hair has ever mattered, mythologically speaking.
Samson.
There you go.
Yeah. Why was Samson's hair mentioned in the Bible?
Because that's what gave him strength.
Yeah. Right, and when they cut it, he got weak. He lost his strength.
So he got his hair cut, and then he turned into a wimp?
Because of a woman.
Basically.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
Let that be a life lesson.
There's a lot of stories in the Bible where we blame the women.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Mm. Original sin. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Eve. Thanks, ladies.
Had to get an apple.
Yeah.
Well, I got vitamin C supplements right here.
I'm ribless.
The snake said to eat it.
I was fine with the peaches over here.
I know.
But you got to do one more? Apple. Should we do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
But there was one rule. Don't eat the apple.
Don't touch it.
But Sam Kennison pointed out, he goes, but it's a setup. Hey, you can do anything you want. All right, this is the Garden of Eden. Just don't eat that.
It's delicious.
Any parent knows that the first thing they're going to do when you're not looking is eat that.
Don't look down.
Right. That's the first thing you do. Hello, Evan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, liquor and horse.
Liquor and horse. Evan, are you sober or not sober?
I've been off work for about 5 hours. Not sober.
All right, good for you, good boy. Get it done. All right, so Justice, one for Halloween. You're taking Barney, Robin, Jar Jar Binks, or a cardboard chocolate bar.
Chocolate. You know, randomly, I think I'm going to go with Barney. I don't know why. Childhood memories, I guess.
I think Barney gives you your best shot.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know, man. I mean, look, because once you take off the costume, you might not be with that picture or what that person was hoping to find.
Mm-hmm.
You're all sweaty and ugly.
Yeah, there's a lot of, 30, 40-somethings that grew up on Barney.
Sure.
You know.
I mean, I get what you're saying.
Before we get into the question real quick, I want to say... congratulations on the 20th anniversary. The party was so great. I was there with you guys. I met Steve.
Lucky you.
Everything was great. That was an awesome party.
Oh, thank you, man. I'm glad you had a good time, dude. It was like 800 people deep is what I heard at the very end of it.
Oh, man, that Soundgarden tribute band was so great.
I actually got a text from one of his friends last night.
Yeah.
And she was like, hey, I heard you talk about my boy Kevin. So she recorded that part on her phone real quick, played it for him later, and he said it made his day.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, dude, you earned that.
Well, he made our day.
Crushes it, man.
Yeah. He earned it.
Right, as soon as they were done, I pulled him aside, too, and was like, dude, you are great.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah. He's so good. All right.
Yeah, I wish I had more time to spend with you guys, but let's get to the question.
Thank you.
You know
exactly
what? Yeah, let's get to that damn question.
Keep drinking, man.
Evan understands how it's done.
He wants to get back to his beer.
Yeah. All right, your question. What major city is located in both Europe and Asia? And, Ted, I know you know the answer.
Yep.
Oh, Europe and Asia.
I'll give you a hint. It's both in Europe and Asia.
And if I go, I'm coming back with hair.
Great hint. Europe and Asia. Goddamn it. I'm going to go Tokyo. Let's screw up this first one on purpose.
Tokyo, completely in Asia. Yeah. However, in this case, Mike, you have any guesses?
No.
Is it Istanbul or something?
Istanbul, yeah. Turkey. Is
it? Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
My brain wouldn't let go of Vatican City because that's the only one that has another weird ism there that it's
that's completely
confined by one. But my brain wouldn't let it go, so I couldn't think of anything.
You know, I'm going to go to Safeway tonight and be like, "Hey, man, I just want to get a head start on Thanksgiving. Do you guys have an Istanbul turkey?" Just to see if they're willing to explain, like, "Sir, you are very stupid, and we don't." I'm looking for an Istanbul turkey. I keep reading about it.
And some chocolate.
And some chocolate for my boy here.
Chocolate.
Where's your chocolate section?
All right, your question. How many fighters knocked out Muhammad Ali in a heavyweight title fight?
Oh, man, that's a question I should know. I think it's 2-3-0 Oh,
zero.
God,
oh, really?
Zero. And the heavyweight
title. So you're saying he's been knocked
fight.
Down. He hasn't been knocked out.
Zero.
Yeah, wow. He's been knocked out before, I believe. Not all, but not in a heavyweight title fight.
Okay. Man, I'm too tired. When you said fighters, I thought you meant like fighter pilots.
Oh, my God.
And then he said knocked out Muhammad Ali. Like, whoa, wait a minute.
One of the Tuskegee Airmen. I had no idea.
That guy could do everything.
I mean, damn. Boxing, a fly.
He just waited for him to come in.
Yeah, he punched him out of the sky.
Come on.
All right, go home.
All right, your question. What country is the Mekong Delta located in?
China?
Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Yeah, Vietnam.
Well, I was trying to make a V.
How did you do that?
No, you do those two?
I'm quick on that one.
You, all right, you, just go, like, you go middle?
A quick
two
question.
Fingers?
You look Evan, like this. Take your hand and form a letter V and tell us what fingers you're using to make the letter V.
Wait, what did you say?
Make a letter V with your fingers. What and fingers just tell us what two fingers you use to make the letter V.
Well, I mean, I do the Star Trek thing.
Okay.
Oh, you actually did. Okay.
Right. So I started with that, but then I didn't want it to be a Star Trek thing.
How did you even get that to
happen? So I put those down.
How can you do that?
Ted uses his middle finger and ring finger to make the V. I thought, like, I don't know, you were cramping up or something.
I've never even done that before.
Did you expect me to do the opposite?
I don't even think my hand has ever made that.
No.
Ever.
Not on purpose.
No.
I've gotten, like, a hand cramp, and it's done that, but I've never volunteered to do that.
You said make a V, not a W. The W would be the other way.
That's weird, man.
Yeah, okay.
All right, your question. What rock star and racist is nicknamed Slow Hand?
Wait, what?
What rock star? What rock star is nicknamed Slow Hand? He also happens to be a devout racist.
What popularity range are we ranking in here?
Classic rock solo guitarist. Well, I used to be in a couple of the bands, Derek and the Dominoes, maybe Cream, you've heard of.
Okay, I'm right.
Oh, now you just threw me off. I thought I had a guess.
Old school guy, still around.
Yeah, old school.
Harry loves cocaine?
I don't know who you're talking
about. That's not
about.
A bad guess.
I guess that was my guess. I already screwed myself up right there by saying that.
Eric Clapton.
No, really?
Yeah.
I'm scared.
When he took care of himself, he went real nice and slow.
Slow, yeah. All right, your question. At what college was Gatorade invented in 1965?
It's in the name.
Oh, it was in Florida. I don't know what college. I mean, they went by the Gators, which is why it was the Gatorade.
I'm going to give you that.
Yep, University of...
Oh, you're going to give me that.
Florida. If you know that. That's it. Head chef coming up. We're going to taste some candy with the worst of Halloween candies on the way at 4:30. And we've got your emails on the way next in the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.